Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Josh, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, doing well. Tennessee has UTEP on Saturday. I'll be honest, I think a lot of people with ETSU last week, UTEP this week, I'll throw out the with all due respect line, but with all due respect, I think a lot of people are ready to see Tennessee play this game and then get Florida week here next week.
If Tennessee lost to UTEP, would that be the worst loss in program history?
Yeah, a team that hasn't won since the 2016 season. Now, we're only three weeks into the 2018 season, so it's not that far removed. But, yeah, after getting blown out by Northern Arizona and UNLV, if UTEP were to come in the Knoxville and win, I think that would cause some problems here.
Yeah, Kai Loxley is their quarterback. He is a pretty good athlete. Now, he struggles to throw the ball, and he plays quarterback. So, you know, that's not necessarily a great thing. He 42% passer, but he can run. He's their leading rusher. So here's the other thing. He's 6'4", 200 pounds.
Wow. That's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a really interesting story. He was a highly coveted athlete in recruiting, and he's the son of Mike Loxley, assistant there at Alabama. So he's a very good athlete, but then left the Power 5 level, went JUCO, transferred around, and then ended up at UTEP to play quarterback. And he's run the ball really well. He's at close to 170 yards rushing in two games and can make some plays with his legs. The passing has not really been there. Of course, if things break down, then you can try to create with your legs and make plays with your arms. But he's one of the best athletes, for sure. Maybe the best athlete on UTEP's football team.
Josh Ward with us at Josh_Ward on Twitter. All right, Josh, we ask you for three keys. Do you have three keys for Tennessee against UTEP?
Yeah, I do, and I'll actually say the first one kind of plays off that. Talking about Loxley, Tennessee's defensive front, and by the way, some of this is going to be repetitive from last week because it's the same kind of game Tennessee's going into, but Tennessee's still struggling to get pressure on the quarterback. This week, though, Tennessee is facing a quarterback that can run, as we were just talking about. So can Tennessee apply some pressure up front, but also can Tennessee keep its assignments and not get out of position? Because if you screw up and you're out of place, especially if you have young guys behind you, which Tennessee does, I think the fear is that Loxley can get out. He can extend a play and then find a receiver that's wide open and hit that receiver somewhere in the open field and then go make a play. I'm not saying that this is a concern to where UTEP then pulls off the upset, but this is really, to me, kind of a practice game. It's like an extended preseason scrimmage for Tennessee. So it's the first time Tennessee will have faced a running quarterback that will really challenge Tennessee's players in the front seven to keep their assignments. Are they able to do that on the defensive side? And the pressure thing is a big deal. I mean, two games in, I think Jeremy Pruitt's pretty frustrated that he has not been able to find guys that can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, one sack against East Tennessee State. Mars Hill had three.
When you get tripled by Mars Hill,
three times the number of sacks as Tennessee did against the same opponent. All right,
Mars Hill, by the way, and you're asking, is that a high school or is that a candy bar? No, it's Division II Mars Hill that tripled your sack total against ETSU.
All right, key number two, Josh.
Well, we're back to the offensive line. And last week, I mean, here's another stat that's going to frustrate you if you're a Tennessee fan. 3 minutes into the second quarter, when Tennessee had its second lightning delay of the season, ETSU had no rushing yards and was still outrushing Tennessee because the Vols had -1 rushing yards. Tennessee just couldn't really find any consistency along the offensive line. And I think pass protection's been okay, maybe a little better than we've thought because of that first play against West Virginia where Jerry Garantano got blasted. But run blocking has to be better. And even Trey Smith, who is Tennessee's best player and I think the guy you have the most confidence in, he wasn't great early on. So this is a very important week before you dive into SEC play to get some things figured out on the offensive side up front. Tennessee needs to be able to go dominate UTEP, a team that's given up more than 500 rushing yards in its first two games of the season.
Josh, before we get to number three, can you just assure us there's no lightning in the forecast on Saturday? The people in this state are just lightninged out at this point.
Yeah, what's the over-under with Titans and Vols games with lightning delays this weekend? Yeah, because you bet the over.
Then you add Tennessee State in town. They've had their last two games canceled.
Yeah, it's brutal. The Titans Dolphins thing last week was just to another level, but when they announced the lightning delay in the middle of the first half of the ETSU game, I mean, the groans throughout the press box and even the stadium, it's 50 minutes, and then you come back from, you're like, all right, let's get the clock running here in the second half. But you remember, wait, there's 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. It was pretty rough. So, yeah, I think that's everyone's number one priority is just avoid lightning delays this weekend.
All right, thing number three, Josh.
Yeah, with Tennessee's offense, the offensive line, a bit of a concern, but Tennessee has playmakers. I still think there are more guys to get involved. So a couple of guys I'm watching this weekend to see what they do, how involved they are in the offense, guys that are fairly local there. Ty Chandler, very talented running back. He didn't play last week, could have, according to Jeremy Pruitt. He's the best home run threat, I think, out of the backfield for Tennessee. So how is he used? I think Ty Chandler can be effective as a runner and a receiver. And yeah, he's a guy that can maybe help in the passing game if you still have some concerns around your offensive line. And then Juwan Jennings, who he had to come back from injuries from last season and in the spring, and he wasn't 100% through August. He has been playing a good amount on special teams, hasn't been totally involved on offense. He's needed to get his conditioning back up to speed. Does he start to get more involved this week? I think Tennessee really likes what it has with Marquess Callaway, Brandon Johnson, Josh Palmer, legitimate playmakers, but no doubt, Juwan Jennings is a guy that can help this offense. So, at wide receiver, Juwan Jennings, at running back, Ty Chandler, how involved are they against UTEP as you try to figure out what this offense can do ahead of Florida next week?
As you do Sports Talk Radio in Knoxville this week, anybody want to talk about UTEP, or is everybody just all in on Florida already?
Yeah, people are ready to get Florida week here. You're going to have the 98 National Championship team honored next week. It's going to be at home. You think about the home. The two home games have been ETSU and UTEP, with West Virginia having been played in Charlotte. So, yeah, I think everybody's ready to get the UTEP game here, get the win, and then get to what's going to be a very anticipated Florida game, which always is. But with Florida losing last week, I think optimism has risen in Knoxville this week as well.
Great stuff, Josh. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, you got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Josh Ward joins us every Friday with Three Keys for Tennessee, at Josh_Ward, host of Sports 180 on WNML Radio. Yeah, that's tough. When you were playing for the Montana Grizzlies, did you have opponents where you knew you were just going to walk in there and kick their butt, and then the next week you might have a tough game, and it made it tough mentally?
100%.
Yeah.
People call them traps, whatever, but I think that's a scary thing. Obviously, UTEP isn't bringing a whole bunch of talent in there, and I think the win is pretty much, we're going to get the W, but they got to be ready to play. I mean, you can definitely not be prepared mentally and go out there and lay an egg. I mean, so you got to be careful about coming into a game and overlooking an opponent, especially with so much coming for next Saturday with Florida and all that stuff. It's imperative that they focus in, dial in, come out, take care of business, and then you can be on to the Gators.
I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
No doubt. But my thing is...
What's your thing?
I was about to ask him, but he kind of answered my question. But for a guy like me, the win is, the win is not going to be in question. But that 31 points, man. I mean, like, should I sprinkle a little action on there or not? I mean, I wanted him to have some confidence that they were going to light up the scoreboard for me, and we'll see. I still have some confidence. I still have he kind of filled me with enough info on all the playmakers that We'll put a little action on Tennessee this weekend.
First 31 points were offensive line and offensive line, though. That's
yeah. Well, I mean, that's it. That's the concerning part of that team.
the passing game, we haven't seen a ton of it yet, but we'll see. I like I said, my confidence level for the Vols is high, so I'll throw a little action their way and see what happens.
Chad Millman will help you out with that.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about that as well.
Head of media for the Action Network.